Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
It's at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
304, Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. Loaded show for you coming up today. We're going to talk some racing. Jeremiah Davis will join us from the inside track. Also, we'll preview next week's United States Open Golf Championships. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, will be joining us coming up on the program today. And a surprise mystery guest. All that coming up right here on KGYM. On this Friday afternoon, we welcome you into the Gym Class. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, here today as the end of the week is upon us. We'll take you through the 3 o'clock hour, your local programming block getting underway. We'll be followed up by the Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. That comes your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight, and then we will have baseball and basketball for you. On the baseball side of things, on 107.5 FM, it'll be the Twins and the Ohtani-less L.A. Angels.
Good thing.
Yeah, good thing for the Twins. Bad for people that are going to go to the games, like our own Alex Kuhn tomorrow. He was so looking forward to seeing Shohei Ohtani, and then today he goes on the DL. So, sorry, Alex, about that. But
You have to be satisfied with Eddie Rosario and Eduardo Escobar.
Alex's loss is the Twins' gain, I think. At any rate, we'll have it tonight on 107.5 FM and possibly the last basketball game of the NBA season tonight. Game 4 between the Warriors and the Cavs. If Golden State wins, the NBA Finals will go back to Oakland. Once again, the Bay Area. We'll have it on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM coming your way tonight, and that will be at 7 o'clock. We are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery. They are located on the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Great place to get your weekend started if you want to stop on by after work. Great craft beer selection. We encourage you to try them and encourage you to make it out there for the weekend at Third Base Brewery, the official presenting sponsor of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. A lot to get to today and a busy Friday, Mark. I think first and foremost, by the way, we mentioned Shohei Ohtani going on the disabled list. Sounds like he's not going to be back until the end of July at the earliest, that according to Bob Nightingale. And just a tough break there for the LA Angels. But we've got news closer to home from Iowa City. Iowa did not waste a lot of time in bringing in a brand new softball coach.
Yeah, Renee Gillespie has been named the head softball coach at the University of Iowa. She comes from Central Florida, and I don't know a lot about her. I know she pitched at Kirkwood with distinction and then went on to West Texas and did very well there as a pitcher. Scott, she's won everywhere she's been.
And won a lot. At Central Florida, I believe 5 times taking the team to the regionals, and comes in, is a native Iowan, 7 times, yeah. I'm sorry, 7 times. Native Iowan from Danville, I do believe, which is in the southeastern part of the state of Iowa. As you mentioned, she played collegiately, started her career at Kirkwood Community College, and like you said, has been really leading winning programs wherever she has been. So check off a lot of boxes, I think, that Gary Barta was looking for. Somebody that's been a proven winner, somebody with ties to the state of Iowa. At least on paper, looks like a home run. Can I do that?
I would say so.
Can
yeah.
I say home run?
Yeah.
As far as softball is concerned. So there you go. Brand new softball coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
I think a lot of folks are hoping she protects the borders. And we've talked about the 2 Minnesota players, one from Bend Community, one from Central Iowa, that led the Gophers this year. And you try to keep those players within the borders. I know it's easier said than done sometimes when those are kind of transcendent players that can play anywhere in the country. But I know a lot of folks that follow Iowa softball hope that's the case, that she'll keep in-state talent. And there's a lot of it, in-state talent within the borders.
You have to think that's the first thing that Gary Barta brought up to any of the candidates. Listen, we've had so many great players leave the state of Iowa. Look up no further than to the north in the state of Minnesota, who did very well in the regional competition. But you got to keep those players in state. Now, granted, you and I and Iowa State are going to be right there with the Hawkeyes going after these players, but you got to do better than the previous regime did. I think there's nothing wrong with the statement right there.
Yeah.
319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on Iowa's new softball coach. That is Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers is located conveniently in downtown Iowa City on the Ped Mall. Of course, last night we had the hockey season come to an end. The Washington Capitals, congratulations to the Caps. They get their first Stanley Cup triumph. I was almost going to say first ever, Mark, but then I realized you're sitting to my right. And because you can't have it first ever. Anyway, before we dive down that rabbit hole, the Caps win, and yet again we got to see, I think, one of the greatest moments in all of sports when the Stanley Cup is presented. And I know Todd and I were talking about this earlier on in the sports office. Not presented to an owner, not presented to anybody like that. It is presented to the team first, and they get to skate around with it after the traditional handshake between the two teams. And great to see the real joy and exuberance from Alex Ovechkin as he was presented the Stanley Cup last night.
Yeah, one of the great players who has never won that cup. And I think that's what makes hockey such a unique and terrific game, the traditions that are practiced in that game, the handshake at the end of the game. You don't see that in every sport. And you're right, the exuberance with which the players demonstrated after passing the Stanley Cup around and skating around, they were truly, truly thrilled. And I think it's a unique sport in that regard.
It is, and it's just a great, great tradition. One of the top ones that you have in the world of sports, no matter if it's collegiate, professional, prep, whatever the case may be. But to see the folks skating around, you know, like 11-year-olds,
yeah,
with the big prize that you've been waiting your whole life for, and to lift it and kiss it, and no one has dropped it yet, at least that I can recall. So I'm sure it's happened before, but nobody dropped it last night for the Capitals.
So our friend Michael Oss tweeting, "I never cared for the Las Vegas Golden Knights."
I don't believe that for one second. Don't believe it for one second out there. So congratulations to the Caps as they get it done. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Bob Herrig here in just a little bit. Jeremiah Davis is also going to join us. But when we come back here at 312 on a Friday, we are going to talk about another one of the great traditions as far as Eastern Iowa is concerned with our surprise mystery guest. And we'll do that when we return after this on the Gym Class KGYM.
Who's been named one of the 10 best burgers in Iowa? Burger Fiend. Their mouth-watering food is prepared with the highest quality ingredients right before your eyes. Every burger is created from 100% Angus beef that's ground fresh daily. And they serve hand-cut fries. Place your order, and your Burger Fiend burger is cooked to order. And you choose from 20 toppings, sauces, and add-ons to make it your own. Feed your inner fiend at Burger Fiend in the old Springhouse building on Center Point Road, Cedar Rapids.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
This is Twins first baseman Joe Mauer, the legendary legend of legend, baseball son of the Twin Cities. Minnesota lore foretold of his greatness, and it couldn't have been more correct. He stands among us today, part myth, part man, all Minnesotan, all-star, five-time Silver Slugger, three-time Gold Glover, MVP, and one hell of a nice guy. That is Joe Mauer. This is How We Baseball. Get your tickets to see Mauer and the Twins at twinsbaseball.com.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Back on the Gym Class, KGYM on a Friday. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer.
Our guest likes our music. How about that?
Well, it's I kind of planned it that way. You know, a little cinnamon girl there, because I don't know if they use cinnamon in the recipe. We can ask. She probably won't tell us, because, you know, if she told us, she'd probably have to hurt us or something like that.
It's an ancient secret recipe.
I know it is.
I can't tell you that.
I know you can't. And we weren't going to ask that question, but...
I don't really know.
You really don't know, do you?
I only get to see a portion of what goes in.
When you're in the kitchen at 1:30 in the morning, you're just kind of going through the motions, aren't you?
Exactly. Yes, it's just movements at that point.
Well, if you haven't figured out yet, our surprise mystery guest is the one and only Claire from Z102.9.
Call me Collage Claire.
Collage Claire from the Jess Schulte and Claire Morning Show, and work wife to Scott.
Yes. More importantly, work wife. Yes.
There you go. Welcome.
Thank you. So glad to be here. It's that time of year once again when I return to tell you all the happenings at St. Lumilla Kolach Festival going on tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Excellent. And hopefully good weather. Hopefully you're going to hold out the rain.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, somewhere else. Scattered. I'm not worried.
I was so happy to see Kolaches in the bistro. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I gotta see if there's a poppy seed in there, Claire.
You're a poppy fan?
I am.
That's an acquired taste for some people.
It is, and I understand in the variety pack you only get one, right?
Yeah, because it's like not a lot. Some people are like, absolutely no poppy, but some people really like it.
Yeah,
so
yeah, me included.
You must have a refined palate, Mark.
Yeah. You've been called a lot
fancy.
Of things.
You fancy, Mark.
Well, your Kolaches
are... I'm just happy to have a palate.
Yeah. At this point...
Just glad to be here.
We're just happy to be here. The Kolaches are the star of the show.
They really are. Yep.
And give us all the fun details, because you were there this morning, very early this morning, helping to... make kolaches.
1:30 a.m. And it actually all started Thursday afternoon. They started baking, and we go 24 hours a day. We just have shift after shift after shift. People just kind of volunteer their time and fill in as needed. And there's all different parts of it. And there takes a lot of people to make the whole thing work, because we try to crank out over 5,000 dozen kolaches each festival. And that number goes up every year. I think we were closer to 6,000 dozen last year.
It's like an assembly line. I mean, somebody's on filling.
Yep.
Somebody's on baking.
What were you on today?
This morning I was a runner. So taking the freshly baked kolaches, still piping hot from the trays, and getting them to cool on the tables out in the next room, in the room that is cooler, which... that's why I did that job, because I was like, let's get out of the heat and go to the cool room. And then helping packaging as well. I was assembling assorted packages of kolach.
So is there a line on the southwest side?
Oh, yeah.
For people wanting to pick these up this morning?
This morning, yeah. There was a drive up this morning, started at 6 a.m., and people were lined up and getting their kolaches. You could drive through. Kolaches will be available this evening, once again, when the festival grounds open up at 5 p.m., you can drive there and then walk up and get your kolaches this evening. And then tomorrow morning, they're available starting at 7 a.m. and then 7 a.m. as well on Sunday.
Nice. And what do you have as far as some of the entertainment this year that people can expect?
A lot of great entertainment. Some live music. We've got the Crash Trash Can Drum Line.
Ah.
You know, they play on the jugs and the trash, basically, making music with junk.
It's very good. I've heard it before. Very, very entertaining.
Yeah, you've probably seen them at the downtown farmers market.
Yep.
They're usually there. We've got McMurrin and Johnson. We've got the Laid Back Band. The Czech Royalty from the Czech school. They're going to be there. This is their first. They've just appointed a new court of Czech princesses and princes, and they're all going to be there tomorrow afternoon for their first real event. So we're excited to have them as well. There's also the Cherry Car Show tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock until 3. We've got a whole bunch of classic cars coming in. It used to be, it was just classic red cars, and that's the cherry in the name. But we've opened it up this year because sometimes when you spend a lot of time and money remaking a classic car, you don't care. You just want your car to be featured. The color shouldn't matter. So we've opened it up to all colors because there's many flavors of collage, are there not?
I'm making a poppy seed colored car.
There you go. The poppy seed car show.
Sure. Yeah. So something for everybody and the family.
Yes. And then Sunday is kind of more of a traditional. We've got our pork and dumpling dinner. So from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., you can come and get a traditional
Mark
Czech
likes
dinner.
Pork and dumplings.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious. And it's in an air-conditioned building in the basement of the church, so you can go in there and get a delicious meal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. So all kinds of fun activities for 3 days.
Yeah, for the whole family. You know, the carnival, games for the kids. And actually, St. Ludmilla, the school on the church grounds, school is closing, so they're having a special open house. Anyone who attended St. Ludmilla School, if you went to preschool there, if you went to grade school there, they're having an open house so you can go through the school and think back to when you were just a little one, a youngin, going to school there. So you can do that on
Saturday.
It's
a great festival. I've been going for a long, long time. And Claire, go ahead.
Have you been in a pie eating contest there, though?
Or? No.
Collage eating contest.
I didn't do well.
Did you come in third?
I think so.
Out of three?
Yeah.
Speaking of collage, as you were telling us before, we were talking about different flavors that you don't really necessarily get a pumpkin. Collage.
Okay, they test baked a pumpkin collage years ago. It was like biting into a pumpkin pie with like that collage dough. It was delicious.
I'm going to need some Cool Whip on it, though.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I don't know. Maybe it would be more of a fall thing, but that was really delicious. We do have rhubarb this year, which I think is very traditionally Iowan.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Classic Iowa.
And then that's another one of those acquired tastes, but since so many people... You know, hunt the rhubarb.
Yeah.
Go cut the rhubarb. You don't really hunt it. It's not like a mushroom.
You know where it is.
It's not like wild game.
It's that thing in the
backyard. Go in your backyard and pick it.
Yes.
Not that wild.
It's not like
the
mushrooms.
Domesticated rhubarb.
You can ask Moses down.
Oh, no. Made the mistake of doing that once.
Oh, no.
Didn't see it.
No.
So if people want collages.
Right.
Can they specify, I want a dozen cherry, I want a dozen apple, variety pack, right?
We've got the assorted packages. The assorted packages are kind of already laid out for you. You get four cherry, three, I was making them this morning, four cherry, three apricot, three strawberry, one apple, and one poppy.
That's 12.
Right?
Ooh.
You can get them in the half dozen, so six collages, and you can kind of mix and match. Or you can get a full dozen of your favorite flavor.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome. And when does the festival get underway tonight again?
Tonight at 5 o'clock until 9 p.m.
5 to 9. All right. Very good. And then tomorrow and then on Sunday as well. Do you have a website that people can go to?
Yes. stludmilla.org.
There you go.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
You got to go next door now, right?
Yes. I got to go Smart Rock.
You got to go see Swan. Now, get him all, feed him 2 dozen collages or so that he really can't swing the golf club tomorrow.
I know his weakness. It's the rhubarb. Sometimes it's the apricot. Mm. It's 50-50 for him.
All right. Great to see you, Claire.
Good to see you guys.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Claire.
Best of luck this weekend. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this. KGYM.
If you could only shop one sale, this is it. McGrathathon is on. The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha is a pre-owned paradise. Now through Monday night, over 3,000 used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, everything on sale. With a down payment as little as $88 and monthly payments from just $88. The McGrath Used Car Campus has used cars from $29.88. Use full-size and SUV pickups. Shop Sierras, Silverados, Acadias, Yukons, even Wranglers. Priced thousands below market value. The Thon is on at the McGrath Used Car Campus, I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Credit challenges? Team up with Eastern Iowa's number one credit team. No one works harder to get you approved so you can shop used cars from $29.88. Full-size pickups from $99.98. Down payment? Zero down delivers. McGrath-a-Thon. The McGrath Used Car Campus, through Monday night in beautiful Hiawatha. I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Tempur-Pedic's toughest competition? Ourselves. Yep, we invented the bar, and now we've raised it. Introducing the all-new reinvented Tempur-Pedic. Designed with our most pressure-relieving material yet for your most rejuvenating sleep. It adapts in response to your body's unique needs throughout the night and beats the standards that we were the first to set. The most highly recommended bed in America just got better. Experience the new Tempur-Pedic today. Find your exclusive retailer at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Don't feel that confidence. Did I say stop saving money? No.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true. But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQ.com.
Back at 3:26, Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. We're going to talk some racing with Jeremiah Davis coming up here in just a little bit. By the way, just an addendum to our visit from Claire. There is a beer tent.
Yeah, I was curious. For a long time, a lot of the churches went away from that, and now a lot of them have brought the beer tents back, and why not?
Responsible, please.
Of course.
Of course, yeah. At all times. But they will have that at St. Ludmilla's coming up this weekend as well. Next week is the 118th edition of the United States Open Golf Championships to be played out on Long Island. And Bob Herrig joining us right now from ESPN, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, to preview the U.S. Open of next week. And Bob, we were kind of kidding around this week that the guest list on Tiger's yacht, it's probably not very long. Are you on the guest list by chance?
Oh God, no! I am not. I'm not even sure I'd be allowed within 500 yards of it. Sure, would love to check it out though, and I'm sort of curious. I'd like to ask him. I didn't realize that he had a scuba decompression chamber on there. And I wonder if he's ever had to use it. I'm kind of curious about that. Has he ever gone diving to the point where he got, had an issue that meant he had to use that? I mean, I just found that to be interesting. He has a decompression chamber on there. That is wild.
Just in case. And then the best tweet of the week dealing with Tiger's yacht was Claire Peterson from the John Deere Classic, and said that, hey, if you want to take that thing up the Mississippi, we have a spot for you in the John Deere Classic. But no response from Tiger yet.
Very good. Yep. Great. Good for Claire. I like that idea.
Shinnecock Hills, Bob, has not hosted a major championship in 14 years. Retief Goosen winning at -4 that year over Phil Mickelson. How, if any, has that course changed?
Well, it sounds like it's changed quite a bit. They've added a lot of length, which, of course, is, you know, kind of the default mechanism these days to combat to combat these guys. You know, in 2004, guys hit pretty far, and only two guys were under par. And now they've added 500 yards, or almost, and that's a lot. You know, it's going to be a long golf course, over 7,400 yards in par 70, a lot of long par fours. But the interesting thing to me is they have widened the fairways, actually. I mean, they're not super, super wide, but the average width is much more than it was in 2004. And, you know, I don't think that means that scoring is going to be super low, but I think you'll see better scoring than we've seen there. And then it sort of just becomes about the weather. There's the potential for wind and tough conditions there out on the tip of Long Island, and with not that many trees, it can be a factor. And they've also made the greens bigger. They looked at old topographical maps and the designs from back in the 1920s when it was sort of made into the course that it is today. And you know, they brought the greens back to their original size. So I think that's a factor too. I mean, it means that they have more pin placements. I think they had become smaller. So now they're going to have more places to put pins. And obviously there's more guesswork involved for the players as far as how to approach them.
Bob, the last time the USGA took the Open to Shinnecock, very controversial because that was the Saturday into Sunday when the winds picked up. The greens almost became unputtable. Guys were trying to hit it into bunkers on a par three, and the USGA took a big beating on that particular day. And I think that's why it has led to some of the changes. Shinnecock's not going to be a pushover. No doubt about that. It's not going to be super wide fairways, but if you do miss a fairway, you're going to be in some pretty gnarly stuff over there. But they're going to avoid what they did in 2004.
I don't think that's going to be an issue this time. You're right. It's technology is better with agronomy is better. They have better ways of getting out in front of something like that. Also, you know, there's a lot of conjecture that the USGA and the green staff at Shinnecock were at odds over how to approach it, and the USGA supersedes, and they told them to roll the greens on Saturday night. They told them not to put water down, and then, as you noted, the wind picked up, and then you had some greens that were borderline unplayable to the point where they were watering some of them during play, which, of course, how is that fair? Some guy goes through there and putts on a green, and then after he's done, they put water on it. It was just very, very unfortunate. I mean, I think to this day, Mickelson's bitter about it. He played a phenomenal round of golf that last day and just had a hard time on those greens. And Retief Goosen putted the lights out that day. It was amazing how well he played given what he faced. And so, all credit to him. But a lot of other guys weren't able to adapt and felt it was unfair. I don't think we're going to have that this time. The two previous U.S. Opens to that were really good, right around par one. I would expect it to be a little bit lower than that, but not a whole lot. And I think we're going to see plenty of guys struggling. As you noted, that rough is no fun if you're going to miss a fairway.
Local and sectional qualifying always produces a good story or two, Bob. Have you found any?
I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but there's a guy from Canada who's an NHL referee who qualified. He's a mid-am and got in. He's like in his mid-30s, I believe, and worked a few playoff games. And is going to be playing in the U.S. Open. I mean, I think that's sort of what the U.S. Open's all about. I think some of those stories are harder to come by nowadays. I just think it's really hard to get in. I think it's very difficult to not be a borderline professional player and make it into the U.S. Open. The guys are so good. The courses are so difficult. Even the qualifying courses, you know. And we saw some really good players step up on Monday, like Adam Scott. And, you know, there's a few others. Steve Stricker made it. You know, that to me, that going through that 36-hole gauntlet is no easy task if you have not been used to that. And, you know, the amateurs or the club pros or the mini tour guys who are able to make it through, I mean, all credit to them.
Bob Herrick joining us here on the Friday edition of the program here at 3:34 on the Gym Class and KGYM. And, well, let's talk about the top. Not a better star-studded threesome to go off than Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson, and Justin Thomas. And would you consider one of those three a favorite going in? A lot of people, of course, talking about Tiger, which is, you know, par for the course, pardon the pun a little bit. But DJ's tearing it up in Memphis today with a 63. Who do you look at next week?
Well, I mean, I think we're always going to look at Tiger. Whether or not he can put it all together, I would never put it past him, certainly. I think it's possible that he does. I think it's going to be a lot harder for him to do that in a major when he has not shown the ability yet. And I'm not saying he should. I mean, I'm one who tries to take the long view and have the perspective. You know, he's only played 9 tournaments and, you know, missed most of 2 years. To expect him to, you know, to be at the top of his game right now, I think is a lot to ask. But, you know, in his last 2 tournaments, he's had some really good rounds that he wasn't able to finish. Saturday and Sunday at the Players, Friday and Saturday at the Memorial. He shot good scores, but he had it in position to be even better. And over the closing holes, he couldn't finish them off. And I'm not even saying, you know, he wasn't even at the point of trying to win at that time. He was just sort of there. And I think he needs to finish off a few rounds first. So is he able to do that at Shinnecock at a very, very hard golf course? I mean, I think it's a lot to ask at this point as well. It'll be fascinating to see. I mean, obviously, I like a guy like Dustin Johnson. I mean, a longer course where, you know, driver is going to be needed a bunch. If he's hitting that thing well and getting it in play, he's hard to beat. You know, and he's been a little quiet lately. So, you know, this is good that he's having a good week in Memphis here. Opened 67-63 and is 10 under par. That's good. That's good for his confidence going in there. And Justin Thomas, too. You know, I mean, that, you know, obviously number one in the world for the moment. And there's a reason for that. And he shot 63 in the U.S. Open last year at Erin Hills. Obviously came back, won a major at the PGA. You know, he certainly has to like his chances, too. So it's a heck of a group. And, you know, it's kind of what we've come to expect, Tiger getting grouped with these headliners every week.
Bob, I was watching a little bit of the European Tour this morning, and I know Billy Horschel tweeted about this a little bit, but I found it fascinating. These guys have a shot. They're on a shot clock on every shot. And I hearken back to last weekend when Bryson DeChambeau and his group on the 18th green took forever. And I know DeChambeau's trying to negotiate a 15-foot breaking putt and trying to win a tournament, but is this something headed for the PGA Tour?
You know, it's the timing is excellent, actually, that this is happening this week after what you just noted. Last week was rough. I walked a good bit of the back nine with Tiger's group, and he was playing with J.B. Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
And Wee Kim. Neither one of those guys is going to win any speed awards. And you know what I noticed the most. Obviously, there's times when there's nothing you can do, right? You're going to play the hole, and then you're going to go stand and wait on the next tee. They're playing 3 balls off both tees. Inevitably, there's going to be backups when that happens. I get it, but I think players what they don't like, the ones who want to keep moving, is during a hole, they don't mind waiting on a tee, but when a hole is being played, they hate to wait. In other words, they want to be able to hit their drive. They want to be able to walk up there and hit their second shot within some reasonable amount of time and not be waiting and waiting and waiting. And guys are not ready to play when it's their turn. That's why this shot clock thing is such a cool idea to watch, because what you're seeing, at least so far from what I can tell, is to my knowledge, there's not been a single penalty issued. The guys get two exceptions. There's twice when you are allowed to take more than 50 seconds if you're first and 40 seconds if you're next. In other words, like if you've got a wind issue, if you're really, really got a problem, like what you were talking about with DeChambeau, if he would have saved one of those for the last green, great. I got this putt to win the tournament. I really need to take my time on this. I'm going to take this exception, and you get double the time. And it's only twice during the round. The rest of the time, you have to play within those time frames, and they're doing it. They're doing it. Nobody's had any penalties that I'm aware of. To my knowledge, it has not affected scoring. Guys are playing fine. It's a perfect example of, you know what, they don't have to take this long. And I don't understand those in the game, especially the powers that be, who think that this is okay. It's a horrible experience for the spectator on site.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. I realize on TV they can jump around, but when you get to those last groups, they're only going to be showing those guys. And Patrick Cantlay standing over the ball,
yeah,
not taking 40 seconds to hit the shot from the time he takes his club to all that, standing over it that long. It's just absurd. It can't be good for him. So will this happen on the PGA Tour? I don't know. I don't think you'll ever see a shot clock become, prevalent all the time. I just think they need to enforce the rules. You know, they've got time limits for this stuff. Give them, you know, one warning a round, and then the rest of the round, that's it. You can't go over the time. And you could, or even a tournament if you want. Make it one warning a tournament. First time you get warned in the tournament, any time after that, you're going to get a stroke penalty if you are not within compliance. You know, and you know what? That will get their attention. And if they don't like it, too bad. You know, I mean, it's just a horrible look. And I realize they say, oh, well, you know, they're playing for $1 million. Well, of course. And that's part of it. You know, you got to pull off that. That's part of it. You got to think through it. The guys will get to, maybe they'll get to their ball faster. They'll start looking over the shot quicker. They know that the other guy's lining up his shot. Okay, if I get all this stuff done before he's done, then I've got the entire 40 seconds. You know, and that's where I notice guys don't do that. They do not go into their routine until it's their turn.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully we're going to see something. But, you know, it's just been – It's an ongoing complaint, and nothing ever seems to happen.
Hey, before we let you go here, Bob, let's talk about Zach Johnson real quick. We're kind of scratching our head a little bit. Zach will have a good round, then he'll come back and just kind of go the opposite direction. Has been missing fairways. That was a big problem last time out for Zach, and we're kind of waiting for him to put everything together here, but it's not been the best of 2018 so far for our local golfer.
No, and it's a hard place to get it together at the U.S. Open. Zach is he's had only one top 10 all year in 2018. It was at the Texas Open. He was fifth there, and he's only missed one cut a few weeks ago in Fort Worth, but for the most part, he's not contended. You know, he's been outside the top 10, usually outside the top 20, and it's a little bit of a mystery. But you're right. If Zach is missing fairways, that's not a good thing because that has to be the strength of his game. You know, he's not going to be as long as those other guys, and when they spray it and he's in the fairway, he has an advantage. Well, if he's also missing the fairway, well, then all of a sudden that goes away. And now he's got a longer shot in. And as good as he is with his wedges and the short game and all that stuff, you just can't always lean on it like to this extent. And certainly at the U.S. Open where, you're going to have some hack-out rough at times. And I know they've allowed for some runoffs around the greens, which is good for him. But I don't know. It's a little bit odd. I mean, you know, I've talked to him on a few occasions, and he doesn't seem down or frustrated or upset with, you know, he still talks about some of his best golf can be ahead of him. But it's been a struggle for him here of late, and I hope he gets it turned around.
My early pick, I reserve the right to change this, but I think he's playing better than anybody right now in the world, and I think it's Justin Rose, and I think it's a Justin Rose-type golf course. I don't think this is a Tiger course at all. Long par 70. I don't know. I Rose has been playing very, very well as of late.
I agree with you. But I got the Mickelsons and the Strickers. How about those guys?
Mickelson would be a great story, though.
Yeah, he would. I agree with you. I like Justin Rose a lot. He's been playing some great golf. He's won a U.S. Open. I agree. I don't think it's a Tiger course. I hope he proves this wrong. I hope he plays really well there and makes it interesting. But the problem for Tiger is he just doesn't hit enough fairways. And while he has made up for that in tour events, he's been phenomenal tee to green. He was at the Memorial. He was first in that. In that category, he's first in proximity to the hole. It's a lot harder if you're not able to play it out of the rough. So he's got to find a way to find more fairways and can't rely on a short game. And, of course, his putting's got to get better. But I like Justin Rose a lot. I was sort of surprised he didn't get closer on Sunday at the Memorial after having won the week before. So you're right. He's been playing some of the best golf of anybody over the last 6 months.
Yeah, and it's New York, so the crowd will be entertaining as well, as it always is in a New York championship.
Absolutely. Yeah, should be fun.
All right. Well, look forward to reading all your stuff at ESPN.com. Always good talking with you, Bob, and enjoy the Open next week.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bob Herrig. Read his stuff at ESPN.com, senior golf writer for ESPN, joining us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. We got Caddy Smack coming up. We'll talk more U.S. Open next Wednesday as well. Principal Charity Classic is underway.
Mm-hmm.
That going on at Wakanda over in Des Moines. I know a lot of people making their plans to head over there. Last I looked, Glenn Day was leading there. Jerry Kelly was doing well, and Jerry Smith. The Oski native mm-hmm. was doing very well. And by the way, also as far as golf is concerned, three more pros announced for the Zach Johnson tournament coming up on July the 9th, I believe, which includes John Daly making a second appearance at Elmcrest Country Club. And JD, unfortunately, was trying to play Memphis this week, shot 79 in the first round and had the WD after that.
Kyle Stanley also announced.
Final group last week at the Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the third member of that group, Steve Stricker,
mm-hmm.
who, the ageless one, who was playing at Memphis this week. Plays in the Champions Tour, plays in the regular tour.
There'll typically be more announcements as well.
Yeah, as they get closer and closer to that. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to try to get Jeremiah Davis lined up. His real job is getting in the way right now. But and Jeremiah's probably listening to us and... if he gets a chance, he's going to give us a call because there is some local racing news to talk about. We'll kick that around here in just a little bit. And as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity right now to pick up our final Freedom Festival prize pack of the week. And thanks to the Freedom Festival folks for helping us out with that. You get four buttons, which includes the coupons. You get two T-shirts as well. And one of the buttons this week is going to be a gold button. And that'll get you in the drawing for some great, great stuff out there. And again, for more information, go to KGYMradio.com. We're going to take caller number 6, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You will get that Freedom Festival prize pack. And back with more after this.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites-with-a-few-surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Star Equipment knows tough terrain and tight spaces can present a real challenge on your job site, but Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers are a brilliant solution. These little wizards function like a compact dump truck with all-terrain traction, better maneuverability, and the versatility to dump from the front or from either side. They make your trickiest job site projects quicker and smoother. Rent or buy Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers from Star Equipment and navigate neatly through your next project. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Come for the kolaches, stay for the fun. Today through Sunday at the annual St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival. There'll be carnival rides, live music, a beer garden, car show, bingo, and more. Be sure to enjoy the star of the festival, those fresh, homemade kolaches. What's your favorite flavor? Get the schedule and directions at kolachfestival.org. Come to the Kolach Festival today through Sunday at St. Ludmilla Church, 21st Avenue, just south of the Czech Village in Cedar Rapids.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid!
Uh-oh, the animals. Def Leppard. The birds. The eagle.
Artist you'd hear on Smart FM.
Sunshine. Sunshine Superman.
Weather,
Sunshine Superman.
Songs you hear on Smart FM.
Boston. Chicago.
Cities.
Boston, Chicago, Kansas.
More great bands you hear on Smart FM.
You're a winner! Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
After winning games 1 and 2, the Warriors keep on rolling as they take game 3 as well. Now it's must-win time for LeBron and the Cavs.
Crosses over to the left, shoots a 3, and knocks it down.
Is this the beginning of a historic comeback? Or are the Warriors set to complete the defense of their title? Game 4 of the NBA Finals.
Coverage starts tonight at 7 here on The Gym, KGYM.
That's for you, Mark.
Long train running?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Doobie Brothers, get your weekend off and running here.
Right.
Dwayne, a.k.a. Dunes in Maquoketa. He is going to go to the Freedom Festival. Have fun. And we appreciate everybody calling in this week and coming away with the winning call, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the Freedom Festival out there. 319-366-1600. That is our text line right now. We do have a poll question up as well, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
Yep, go to kgymradio.com. Answer this. Will Justify finish off the Triple Crown this weekend? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Well, I am rolling right now because I said that Vegas would win last night. They did not. I still think Cleveland's going to win tonight to take it to game 5, but we'll see how that plays out. But I'm with Barry Abrams. I don't think Justify is going to be able to do it tomorrow.
I would agree.
Who do you think will? Do you have a horse in mind?
Well, it's not going to be the Iowa horse.
That would be a great story.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
I
just think the third race in, 6 weeks?
I like Blended Citizen.
Okay.
I like the local horse that knows Belmont very, very well. Going from the outside, though, is going to be a little bit tougher, but, you know.
Maybe not in a 10-horse field.
Hofburg, Vino Rosso, Tenfold. They've been talking, most of the people in the know have been talking about them, but. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out.
Okay, I'll go with Gronkowski.
Going to go with Gronk? I know on the show coming up next on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, they're going to be talking about all sorts of social media workings today and rumors that Gronk was going to get traded. The player, not the horse.
Okay.
Not the horse. Not a beautiful animal like that. By the way, our guy Barry Abrams appeared on a certain show that the show behind us follows quite a bit today.
It's worth more, Gronk or Gronk the horse?
Gronk the horse wins tomorrow. Gronk the horse might be a little bit more worth it. Looks like we're not going to be able to get caught up with Jeremiah Davis today, and which is a shame, not only because we enjoy talking with Jeremiah, does a great job with his podcast, The Inside Track, and with the stuff on social networking. But the unfortunate news came out last night that Farley Speedway is going to be, for the rest of the 2018 season, they are going to be discontinuing their local racing, their weekly racing, I should say. Still going to have the specials up there, and that includes a sprint car special that'll be coming up. I know in the next couple of weeks they also have a dirt late model special that'll be going down the line. I'm sure the Yankee Dirt Track Classic will go down much like normal. But, for example, tonight there'll be no racing at the Farley Speedway. And we didn't have it with West Liberty this year going in. I know we talked about that with Jeremiah a little bit. Certainly Eastern Iowa is not immune to that, and it is not just an Eastern Iowa problem. It is all over the place, all over the country. And I really don't have – there are several answers to it. The younger generation just doesn't seem to want to do it as much. You see the second and third generation drivers stick around, do that, but a lot more things going on right now. But I think chief among them is the fact that racing has gotten so darn expensive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And no matter if you're in a starter class or all the way up to, you know, asphalt late models, dirt late models, whatever the case may be, it is just, it's a different time now than it was, you know, say 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when places were going, you know, over 100 cars a night, having B features to get into the A feature. You had business leaders that were car owners at that time to help defray the cost of things, and you just don't have that anymore. And it's a shame, but I guess that's a reality of life.
It's unfortunate. Farley's had a long and rich tradition of racing.
They're going to try to go back to weekly racing next year.
Yeah.
Joe Hayes
hopefully
said.
It's only temporary.
Absolutely. Hopefully it's only temporary out there, but they will not have weekly racing for this year at Farley. And got a couple minutes if you'd just like to comment at 319-366-1600. As I know Jeremiah was out at the Deary Brothers in Marshalltown this past week. Great to see one of the Eckriches get back into victory lane after a few years, and that was nice to see out there. Jeremy Miller won at Hawkeye Downs, the Clash at the Downs last Friday, and he just he was on rails. That guy was bad fast out of Rockford, Illinois.
20-some late models, right?
Yeah, that was good to see. Good to see over 20 late models there on the half mile at Hawkeye Downs last week. And the big Legends race coming up tonight, a big regional qualifier out of Hawkeye Downs tonight. So if you're so inclined to do so, that'd be a great place to spend the evening as well.
Ironside better get in gear. So to speak.
You want to see him out there, right? You want to see him out there. State soccer today in Des Moines, and Center Point Urbana and Regina both fell in 1A semifinal competition. They fell to Sioux City Helan and to Davenport Assumption, I believe. Don't quote me on that. Let me look at that just to make sure, but I know they both
CPU
fell.
CPU played Assumption. Yeah.
CPU did play Assumption, okay. And they both fell in the semifinals, the semifinals. So they will, I'm not sure if they play, no, they don't play a consolation. So they will have a great season to look back on. Helan beat Regina 1-0. Assumption beat CPU 5-1. And that's pretty much it for the local contingent.
Eastern Iowa teams are out, yeah.
Yeah, so good seasons for those folks.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland win tonight. Do they stay alive for one more game?
No, they want to go home. They're going to be at home.
Let the LeBron talk start? Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
How quickly after the final buzzer, if they lose tonight, will the LeBron talk start?
It's over.
I still hold out hope. I think Cleveland's going to win this game tonight. I think Cleveland takes it back to the West Coast for a game 5, and then the Warriors can win on their home court.
They could care less.
We shall see. We'll have it for you tonight, 7 o'clock, 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Twins and the Angels tonight, 107.5 FM. That's at 7 o'clock. Have yourselves a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday at 3.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true.
But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing.